Napoleon in Exile, 1815 to 1821. Napoleon and Admiral Haughton. Napoleon's first meeting with British Admiral Haughton on board the HMS Superb was very amicable, so much so that the Admiral invited Napoleon, the ladies, and his principal officers to breakfast the next morning on the Superb, and the Admiral then joined Napoleon at dinner that evening. At the meal, Napoleon conducted himself as a royal personage. He led the way into the dining room. He seated himself at the center of the table on one side, and he specified where the others in his entourage should take their places. Neither Admiral Haughton nor Captain Maitland in any way indicated that they considered Napoleon's conduct as presumptuous. During dinner, Napoleon was cheerful and even playful at times. He took the group into the after cabin to show them his famous little green camp bed. When Napoleon retired around 7:30 p.m., they may have reflected on the day. First of all, it had been a very long day and it had been a tiring day. However, it had certainly exceeded his expectations. Both the admiral and the captain had treated him with great deference. Neither admitted to any knowledge of how he was likely to be treated, however, by their government. But they also had not challenged his claims to English hospitality, nor to the protection of England and its laws. Still, Napoleon had to be troubled. No news on his passports to America had arrived, and no message when or if they would ever arrive. And of course, we know they're not going to arrive. The government's not going to allow that to happen. Napoleon's appeal to England's generosity might well prove futile. Napoleon had learned from history that many a defeated man, in throwing himself on the mercy of his enemies, had only thrown himself under the executioner's axe. Well, of course, that certainly would happen if he had stayed in France, and a lot of his entourage might have ended up in the same position, getting the kiss of Madame Guillotine at best, a firing squad at worst. Anyway, the next morning, Napoleon came on deck around 10 a.m. and was rowed over to the HMS Superb for breakfast. As he was about to leave, Napoleon was greeted by a captain's guard of Marines in full dress uniform who helped him to board the ship's barge. Napoleon delayed, leaving to inspect the men and put them through part of their exercise, expressing his pleasure with them. Once in the Bellerophon's barge, Napoleon saw that the HMS Superb had the tompions out of her guns. These are the items that you put them into the barrel so that you don't get the sea air in to rust them and do other things. Say, which is, of course, in addition to having done that, the yards of the ship's sails were all manned, which is indicated that Admiral Haughton officially recognized his guest's importance. In addition, when the admiral received Napoleon on the ship's quarterdeck, Napoleon found another captain's guard turned out for him, and the ship's company drawn up in divisions. The ship's officers were presented to him, and he was given an escorted tour of the HMS Superb. Breakfast was cheerful. The admiral told Napoleon that a French vessel would be permitted to transport to England the 45 horses and 6 carriages that were left behind at Rochefort. At noon, Napoleon and members of his suite, Captain Maitland and one officer from the Superb, returned to the Bellerophon. As they approached, the yards there were manned once on board, and the barge had been hoisted, and Captain Maitland gave the order to get underway. The HMS Bellerophon carried Napoleon and 33 members of Napoleon's suite. The HMS Myrmidon, which had left the previous day, carried another 17 members of Napoleon's suite. Both ships were instructed to land at Torby, and letters for Admiral Lord Keith were standing with Captain Maitland. Napoleon watched the crewmen heave up and secure the anchor and shake out the sails. As her canvas took in the light breeze, the old frigate, they keep calling it an old frigate, but it's a ship of the line, answered the helm, coming around to point her bowsprit west. Napoleon remarked, quote, What I admire most in your ship is the extreme silence and orderly conduct of your men. On a French ship, everyone calls and gives orders, and they gabble about like so many geese. The Bellerophon passed within a cable's length of the anchored HMS Superb, whose crew crowded along the bulwarks and waved and shouted as she slid past, heaving to briefly when the Mouche joined her to put aboard some sheep, vegetables, and other foodstuffs that the French commander at Rochefort had sent as gifts to Napoleon. Around 6 p.m., the Bellerophon cleared the Chasseron Shoal and was in open waters of the Bay of Biscay, and then she turned north to England. Napoleon would never see France again alive. He, of course, will get to come back to her, but not for quite some time. Now, the sources for this, we have the 50 Days in England, Napoleon in England by Duhamel, Napoleon After Waterloo by Thornton, and Napoleon St. Helena or St. Helena by Gilbert Martineau. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, the new website, SummaHistorica.com or HistoryAccordingToBob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, check out the souvenirs once that gets up, and thank you very much.